Lao Tzu, an ancient Chinese philosopher, emphasized the importance of building discipline that comes from within yourself rather than relying on rules or pressures from outside sources to make you behave a certain way. In Western notions of self-discipline, there's a very strong emphasis on willpower, exerting effort, setting strict rules, adhering to schedules, and pushing oneself to achieve specific goals. This idea of putting all your focus on willpower and trying really hard can have some problems. Constantly adhering to strict rules and schedules can create immense pressure, potentially resulting in stress-related health issues and mental fatigue. Moreover, this approach may create a narrow focus on external achievements, neglecting the importance of holistic well-being. Indeed, we may become so fixated on reaching predetermined goals that we miss out on chances to be spontaneous, creative, and to grow as a person from within. So, while the Western approach to self-discipline may get you results you can see, relying too much on willpower and strictness could hurt your overall health and may stop you from living a holistic life. In contrast, Taoism's concept of self-discipline takes a different approach, emphasizing a more relaxed and effortless way of thinking. Taoism is a philosophy that emphasizes living in harmony with the Tao, the natural way of the universe. So, rather than fighting against obstacles with force, self-discipline in Taoism is all about flowing with the natural rhythms of life, allowing your actions to flow naturally and smoothly, rather than forcing yourself to stick to strict rules or trying to ignore your desires. Lao Tzu is credited as the founder of Taoism and the author of Taoism's most sacred text, the Tao Te Ching, and in this video, we'll talk about how to effortlessly build your self-discipline from the wisdom of Lao Tzu. Number 1. Stop trying too hard. Lao Tzu says, "Nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished." We've all seen this moment of spontaneous action in us when we've effortlessly caught a ball thrown our way, or when a musician harmoniously glides their fingers across the piano keys, producing beautiful melodies that seem to flow effortlessly from their soul. This effortless action, or non-action in Taoist philosophy, is called Wu Wei. Contrary to how it may appear at face value, Wu Wei doesn't mean to not take any action, but rather to act in accordance with the natural flow of events without unnecessary effort or resistance. Self-discipline in this context involves knowing when to act and when to refrain from acting, allowing things to unfold naturally. Imagine a skilled potter at work. With practiced hands, the potter molds clay on the wheel, creating beautiful vessels. Despite the precision and effort involved, there's a sense of effortlessness in the potter's movements. Each action is purposeful, yet unhurried, flowing naturally from one step to the next. In this metaphor, the potter is actively making something, not fighting against it. There's a sense of alignment with the clay, the wheel, and the process itself. Instead of pushing the clay too hard, the potter gently shapes it using their skills and working together with the process, cooperating with it rather than trying to control or dominate it. By following Wu Wei, we learn to cultivate a balanced approach to self-discipline, knowing when to do something and when to wait. This helps life to flow smoothly, just like a potter shapes clay with skill and ease, moving gracefully through the process. To understand how following Wu Wei can help us in maintaining discipline, imagine yourself having a deadline approaching for an important project, but you find yourself procrastinating and struggling to focus. Instead of forcing yourself to work through sheer willpower, Taoism would advise you to start by observing your natural inclinations and the flow of your energy throughout the day. If you notice that you feel most alert and focused in the morning, prioritize important tasks during this time. Instead of forcing yourself to work on tasks you dislike, Taoism would advise you to choose projects that align with your interests and strengths. By following your natural inclinations and working in harmony with your energy levels, you'll find that completing tasks feels less like a struggle and more like a natural expression of your abilities. Following Wu Wei over time, you'll build a habit of working in alignment with the natural flow of your energy and interests. You'll no longer need to rely on strict discipline or willpower to complete tasks, and instead, you'll effortlessly take action in alignment with yourself. Number 2. Surrender to the flow of your life. In the words of Lao Tzu, those who flow as life flows know they need no other force. Imagine you're a leaf floating down a calm river. In Taoism, being disciplined means going with the flow of life just like that leaf. You don't fight against the current. Instead, you relax and let it guide you. In our modern world, we navigate through the various tributaries of life, relationships, career, ambitions, and dreams. Often, we cling fervently to specific outcomes, believing that our happiness hinges upon achieving these predetermined goals. But when we focus too much on those things, it can make us feel upset, worried, and like we're not connected to life's natural flow. In Taoism, self-discipline shows up as the skill of letting go of our strong hold on both what we expect to happen and what we want the result to be. It's about being okay with not knowing what will happen. Just as the leaf surrenders to the river's direction, self-discipline in Taoism is about releasing our strong attachments and building a deeper trust in the natural wisdom of the universe. For example, imagine yourself working tirelessly for a promotion. You invest countless hours and energy into this pursuit, convinced that your worth and validation lie in achieving this promotion. However, despite your relentless efforts, external factors beyond your control may thwart your ambitions. Perhaps organizational restructuring or unforeseen challenges arise. When things don't go as planned, Taoism encourages us to see things differently. Instead of fighting against what's happening or feeling bad about what went wrong, you learn to go along with the ups and downs of life. You understand that even if things didn't turn out how you wanted, every experience helps you grow and learn. When you stop holding on to specific outcomes, you feel more free and accepting. You start noticing the small changes in life, realizing that true happiness doesn't come from controlling everything outside, but from finding peace within yourself and going with the flow of life. That's what Taoism is all about. Taoist self-discipline isn't about giving up or just being okay with whatever happens. It's about actively being humble, flexible, and letting go. It's a journey where you discover more about yourself and how to deal with life's challenges gracefully, flowing smoothly with whatever comes your way. Number 3. Maintain a balance. To quote Lao Tzu, myriad things, backed by yin and embracing yang, achieve harmony by integrating their energy. In Taoism, balance is a fundamental concept that relates to the harmonious interplay of complementary forces in the universe. This balance is often represented by the concept of yin and yang, which are two opposing yet interconnected forces. Yin and yang represent the dualistic nature of existence. Yin being associated with qualities such as darkness, passivity, femininity, and coldness, while yang is associated with light, activity, masculinity, and warmth. However, within yin lies yang, and within yang lies yin, signifying the interconnectedness and interdependence of these forces. Taoism emphasizes observing nature as a model for understanding balance. In nature, there's a constant interplay between opposing forces such as day and night, growth and decay, and expansion and contraction. In Taoism, living in balance isn't just a philosophical concept, but a practical tool for achieving self-discipline. Just like the world around us, we're constantly dealing with opposing forces within ourselves. But by acknowledging and embracing this dual nature, we can develop self-discipline by finding our balance. Let's try and understand this with an example of the use of technology. Technology, with its myriad benefits and distractions, embodies both yin and yang qualities. On the one hand, it offers connectivity, efficiency, and access to vast amounts of information, all the yang qualities. On the other, it can lead to distraction, addiction, and disconnection from the present moment, all of the yin qualities. To maintain self-discipline in the use of technology, we must strike a balance between its positive and negative aspects. For instance, if you're looking to enhance your productivity, you may utilize technology to streamline your workflow and stay organized. However, you may also be mindful of the potential distractions posed by social media, gaming, or mindless browsing. By setting boundaries such as designated time for work and leisure and staying focused, you can navigate the dualities of technology with balance. This concept of yin and yang can be applied to achieving the discipline of balance in all aspects of life. Let's imagine that you've set yourself some fitness goals that you'd like to achieve. Here, the yang aspect would represent the active pursuit of your fitness goals through exercise and movement. This includes activities like going to the gym, jogging, cycling, or participating in sports. Yang energy is about motivation, dedication, and pushing yourself to improve. Then, on the flip side, the yin aspect here represents rest days or times when you're not actively exercising. Rest is essential for recovery, allowing your body to heal and build stronger muscles after workouts. It's also about being patient with yourself and recognizing that progress takes time. To stay committed to your fitness goals, it's crucial to find a balance between these yin and yang aspects. You can create a workout plan that includes both intense workout sessions and rest days. On active days, you push yourself to complete challenging workouts, staying motivated by tracking your progress and setting achievable milestones. However, you also recognize the importance of rest and recovery to prevent burnout and injury. This balance allows you to stay consistent with your exercise routine while also taking care of your body's needs for rest and recovery. In this way, balance serves as a guiding principle for self-discipline. Finding balance also requires adopting a moderate lifestyle. Taoism believes that everything in life is connected, and thus allowing ourselves to focus on our desires of wanting more and more causes imbalance and will adversely affect our deepest selves and everyone around us. Conversely, adopting a moderate lifestyle breeds simplicity. Simplicity is all about knowing exactly what you want, and critically, what you don't want. When we practice the discipline of moderation with respect to our desires, thoughts, and actions, we recognize that our needs are few, and we can relax and flow in the present moment. Number 4. Overcome your own demons. In our final quote from Lao Tzu for this video, he says, "He who overcomes others has force. He who overcomes himself is strong." In the bustling world we live in, we often equate strength with power. Power over others, power to outcompete, to outshine. We measure our worth by our ability to compete, to conquer, and to rise above in the eyes of society. But does this idea of strength really show how strong we are inside and what we're capable of? While dominating others may appear to demonstrate strength, it often masks our insecurities and shortcomings. According to Taoism, true strength lies not in our external conquest, but in the mastery of oneself. It's about being in control over our own impulses, desires, and weaknesses. In our enterprising voyage of self-discovery, we encounter what Taoism refers to as demons. These demons refer to our internal struggles and conflicts that we all face within ourselves. They manifest in many forms, from the fear of failure to negative emotions like anger, jealousy, and self-doubt. to harmful thoughts and behaviors like procrastination or self-sabotage. These demons hinder our progress and make it difficult for us to be the best version of ourselves. However, according to Taoism, recognizing these demons is the first step towards conquering them. Self-awareness is key. For example, imagine yourself as someone who struggles with anger issues. You often find yourself getting easily frustrated or losing your temper in various situations, which can strain relationships and lead to regrettable actions or words. According to Taoism, acknowledging your anger as an inner demon is the initial step towards overcoming it. You can begin to reflect on the situations or triggers that provoke your anger, as well as the underlying emotions or insecurities fueling it. Through this self-awareness, you come to understand that your anger is a response to feeling out of control or threatened. With this realization, you can then take proactive steps to address your anger. This might involve practicing relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or meditation to manage your emotions in the moment. You may also explore healthier ways to express yourself, such as assertive communication or seeking constructive outlets for your frustrations, like physical exercise or creative pursuits. Over time, as you consistently acknowledge and confront your anger, you gradually gain greater control over it. You learn to respond to challenging situations with patience and understanding rather than reacting impulsively out of anger. Ultimately, by recognizing and actively working to overcome your inner demon of anger, you can cultivate greater emotional resilience and live in harmony with others. Practices like meditation, Qigong, and Tai Chi can help us deal with our demons. When we meditate, we learn to calm our minds and see our thoughts more clearly. Qigong helps balance our energy and make us feel stronger. Tai Chi teaches us to move smoothly and calmly, which can make us feel more peaceful inside. And by practicing these skills regularly, we get better at controlling our demons.